Ralphie Radio Show, yes, of course, the verdict in earlier. Casey Anthony found not guilty on first-degree murder and manslaughter charges over the death of her daughter, young Kaylee. Let's head down to Orlando right now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. In the midst of all of this Casey Anthony madness, attorney Lawrence Walters, author and creator of FirstAmendment.com, joining me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Mr. Walters, thank you for the time. I was not surprised by the not guilty verdict due to the circumstantial evidence that was presented. What was your take? Did you agree as well that the evidence presented did not prove beyond reasonable doubt?
I was not surprised either. From the beginning, I predicted that there would be no chance of a murder conviction in this case. The state fell utterly short of meeting their burden of proving premeditation or who killed the child or when the child died or what the murder weapon was. I mean, there were so many unanswered questions. It was easy pickings for the defense.
And I'm certainly not defending Casey Anthony either. I mean, I think a lot of people have their own personal opinions about what did or did not happen. And obviously, you know, she was proven guilty of lying to police. So if nothing else, she was proven as being somebody who isn't responsible. But are you surprised at the outrage over this not guilty verdict on the manslaughter and murder charges?
A lot of people don't understand our criminal justice system. They don't have a basic understanding of the concept of the presumption of innocence and reasonable doubt and the burden that's on the state. And so the outrage that people are expressing really should be at the founders of the Constitution and of our justice system in general,
right?
Not at Casey Anthony.
Attorney Lawrence Walters here on the Ralphie Radio Show. He's based in Orlando, where the Casey Anthony trial took place. If you were Casey Anthony's defense attorney, what would be your next steps, your next advice to her? I mean, because now it's, I mean, yeah, she's going to be a free woman probably by the end of the week, but she's not going to be able to live a typical lifestyle. Certainly won't be able to hold a regular 9-to-5 anytime soon, right?
Yes. If I was representing her, you know, my next step would be to try to get her out as quickly as possible based on time served. She's done 3 years on some misdemeanor convictions. That's more than anybody else would get
right
in her position with no prior criminal history. So, you know, my next step on Thursday at the sentencing would be let her out immediately. She's done way too much time for these convictions. And then I would provide some advice on protection. I mean, this is a woman who is going to be in danger when she is out in society. And there are people out there who could do crazy things to her. So I would recommend that she take steps to protect herself in that regard.
Orlando-based attorney Lawrence Walters, author of FirstAmendment.com here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Obviously, this Casey Anthony trial took place in Orlando. Are you just burnt out over all this by now, Mr. Walters?
Well, you know, in Orlando, Florida, I'm right in the middle of it.
Right.
I happen to be a constitutional lawyer, so lots of questions being posed and a lot of people trying to get answers about how this whole system plays out. And you know, what I think the fascinating thing is, from this point forward, and being a First Amendment attorney, is what will Casey do with her story? I mean, she has free reign now to sell her story, to, you know, make the movie, do whatever she's going to do, write the book.
Right.
And that's going to be the next big issue, I think, at this point.
Yeah, it's a case that we're going to be talking about for a long time moving forward, for sure. The author of, again, FirstAmendment.com, Orlando-based attorney Lawrence Walters. Mr. Walters, thank you again for the time. I appreciate it.
No problem.